But you must be fertile as a Shishya. Unless and until you become a Shishya, the Guru will not give you the knowledge simply because it will not grow. It will not benefit you. Right? It will go waste. Like Jesus has said, don't cast pearls before swine. So he talked about discipline. Then he talked about dhyana, what is meditation, etc. Then what are the benefits of meditation? Now the benefits we were talking about. He says in 28, he said, thus constantly practicing union with the mind, the self, the yogi, freed from sin, easily attains infinite bliss. See, what we need to understand is, initially, you are functioning on ego. Then you understand the insignificance of yourself with reference to the entire universe. Then you dissolve the ego, you function, you turn spiritual. And once you turn spiritual, once you become a Shishya, you say, I don't know. I wish to know, I don't know. Then you go to the Guru. Or you start any process. A real Shishya is not interested in the result to happen immediately. He only focuses on the process. He will not ask, when is it going to happen? When am I going to get it? So he says, easily attains, sukena. He easily attains infinite bliss. Meaning, he doesn't say, it will take 10 days. He doesn't say, it will take 10 janmas. Right? And firstly, a person who is in sadhana, to know whether you are really in sadhana, to know whether you have really become a Shishya, or to what extent you are a Shishya, one of the things is you will not have result orientation mind. You will have a process orientation mind. You are sitting in the flight. The flight is moving in that direction. You will get there. You will not be worried. When am I getting there? When am I getting there? When am I getting there? Simply go about doing what you are doing. So I said, from the spiritual angle, the only sensible question is, who am I? And from the practical day-to-day living angle, most sensible question is, what am I doing now? Because your actions of today itself will become the fruit tomorrow. What you sow today grows and becomes fruit tomorrow. But while you are sowing the seed, if your actions are impoverished, then the tree will not bring the fruit. Isn't it? It will not go to bring the fruit. Therefore your focus should be in the present. So he says, a Shishya, sukena gesta, easily. He is not bothered. What is this? So many days I have been in sadhana. I am not getting there. Nothing like that. Sukena. And then the other thing that happens is the test of development that he talks about. How do you know whether you are grown up? Initially you think you are this body. Right? And you are not at all aware of the consciousness within. Later on, some people may be thinking that they are the body and have consciousness. But with knowledge, you come to realize that you are the consciousness that is expressing through the body. Please understand this, that consciousness expresses through vasanas. Only vasanas, you become a deep sleeper. When consciousness expresses through vasanas and subtle body, you become a dreamer. When consciousness functions only through vasana, you are a deep sleeper. When consciousness functions through vasana and subtle body alone, you become a dreamer. When consciousness functions through the vasana, subtle body and the gross body, you are a waker. Right? So you slowly in the waking state by gaining this knowledge come to realize that consciousness is apart from the body. separate from the body, which is in the body also and beyond the body as well. And I am that consciousness expressing through the body as a waker now, whose name is Anuruddha, whose name is Manjari, whose name is Mamta. Are you seeing? The same consciousness, when Mamta was asleep and she was dreaming, in the dream, the experiences of Mamta are completely not available to Mamta. Mamta is only the waker. As a dreamer, you are having so many different experiences. And some of them may shake you. If you wake up with vividity of the dream, like Ashwavakra's sage was approached by King Janaka. King Janaka one night slept and he dreamt that he was a beggar. And he just woke up from the dream and it was so vivid that he was sweating. In his palace he was sleeping. He got so shaken by the dream because he dreamt that he was a beggar. And beggar is ill-treated and all that he saw. He woke up and he woke up with this question. That is why he is King Janaka. We wake up and become perfectly normal. And it's good for us also. You understand? In his case, he asked this question. Am I King Janaka who dreamt that I was a beggar? Or am I that beggar dreaming now to be the king? Okay. So he called all his ministers. Hare Baba, I have this experience. Now tell me, I have this question. Am I King Janaka who dreamt that I was a beggar? Or am I that beggar who is now dreaming to be the king? They said, we have no answer to you. I think your question can only be solved by, say, Ashtavakra. Let us go to him. So everybody went there. The king approached the sage. He asked, am I King Janaka who turned to be a beggar last night? Or am I that beggar who is now dreaming to be the king? Who am I? Sage Ashtavakra said, you are neither the king who dreamt that you were a beggar, nor the beggar who is now thinking to be the king. You are Atma. Right? You are now playing the role of a Gita student. After a while you will be playing the role of a homemaker or a businesswoman or a chairman of some group, a member of a club, leader of a team, etc., etc. Right? But you are playing all these roles, but you are Atma. So, you understand that you are consciousness that functions through the body, and through the body you have various connections, whom you call as father, mother, children, friends, relatives, etc., etc. And while you are in that role, Vyavaharika Satyam, this practical level, you play the role of a father or a mother or a son or a daughter or whatever it is. But deep inside, you never lose that identification with consciousness. And that consciousness which is different from the body, but is in the body, functioning through the body, and that consciousness is the same in me, and it's the same consciousness that is functioning in different people's body as well. So the moment I start identifying with that consciousness, then automatically oneness comes. Feeling of oneness comes. The attitude of oneness, the feeling of oneness comes. My attitude changes. My perception changes. My relationship changes. My everything changes for good. Do you mean? The moment I am able to see myself as consciousness, is separate from the body, but functions through the body, enlivening the body, to perceive, act, feel and think. It's the same consciousness that is functioning in sadhana to make her perceive, act, feel, think. It is the same consciousness that is functioning in every being. Then the moment I started identifying with the consciousness, immediately I identify with every being. I see the self in all beings and all beings in the self.
Lakshman Gandhi tells a beautiful story. A prince had a room which was full of mirrors, just fitted with mirrors everywhere. Every morning he used to go there, he admired himself and comes out. He had a dog. The dog goes inside the room and it immediately sees thousands of dogs reflected through the mirrors. And the dog doesn't understand it. It thinks that suddenly the dog thinks that so many dogs are there threatening, and it starts barking out of insecurity. And the room echoes the barking and it sees all the thousand dogs barking back at it. So it goes on barking, barking, barking and perishes. What is the difference between the prince and the dog in this story? Prince is aware that all these are his own reflection only. The dog is not aware. That's the problem. Everybody. And when we say everybody, who? Not just your friends. Your deadliest enemy is also a reflection of the same consciousness. Does it include mother-in-law? Yes. Does it include son-in-law? Yes. Daughter-in-law? Yes. Anybody and everybody. The more you are identified at the gross level, you look at other people or beings as product for your enjoyment. The deeper your identification, people become people, beings, they also have feelings. You give respect to them as well. You respect them for what they are. And the more deep the identification, the deeper the identification, when it goes to the consciousness, then you see them as the same consciousness. No difference between you and them. So this is the taste of development. Sarva bhutastam atmanam sarva bhutani chatmani ikshate yoga yuktatma sarvatra samadarshana. Sarvatra samadarshana. So if you haven't got samadarshana, what does it mean? It means you haven't understood Vedanta. But you are connecting lectures and 10,000 people attending your lectures, still you do not know. Because what is the test of development is you should have samadarshana. Right? Remember that verse number 18 of chapter 5? What does it say? Verse number 18, chapter 5. What does it say?
The wise be equally ignorant.
Sarvatra samadarshana. A brahmana who is endowed with knowledge and humility, and an outcast. Outcast means not that, but one who is very, very unrefined, right? In the context, one is extremely unrefined. A brahmana is extremely humble. Or one who is humble is brahmana, put it that way. And it's not just information, knowledge. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane kavi astini sunishchaiva svapakecha pandita samadarshana. That is verse number 18, chapter 5. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane. Who is a brahmana? Vidya and vinaya. One who is endowed with vidya as well as vinaya means knowledge and humility. And vidya vinaya sampane brahmane kavi hastini sunishchaiva svapakecha, unrefined fellow, extremely uncoached. That fellow also same. Somebody like Sidney Carton who is ready to give his life for somebody else. And somebody like a terrorist who is taking somebody else's life. Both are the same self manifesting in different forms. That's all. Right? It's very difficult. We are not able to see oneness in people who are refined. How are we going to see oneness in people who are unrefined? So when you start complaining about others, what is it exposing? It is only showing you that you are yet to be refined.
What do you mean? What colloquially they say, one finger when you're pointing at others, three fingers are pointing at you. If you remark another sin, with thine own conscience look within, control that more voracious will, nor for a breakfast nation. So in other words, the more and more you start identifying with consciousness, the more and more oneness comes in your relationship. You will see from that person, you understand it's the same consciousness functioning in a different body-mind intellect, hence it is functioning like this. Now, when I am at the body-mind level, relating with that body-mind intellect level, their practical level, what I have to do, I'll do. But inside, I will not have any hatred. If I do have hatred, what does it mean? From again, tomorrow morning, I start my study. Guru Purnima is coming. The 12th is Guru Purnima, right? In 12th is Guru Purnima. Guru Purnima is what? The day which is Vyasa's birthday. Sage Vyasa's birthday is celebrated as Guru Purnima Day. Paying our gratitude to the Guru. When I talked about the third chapter, I talked about Pancha Mahayajna. What are the Pancha Mahayajna that we spoke about? All of you stand up on the bench. What are the Pancha Mahayajna? దేవయజ్ఞ మనుష్యయజ్ఞ భూతయజ్ఞ పితృయజ్ఞ బ్రహ్మయజ్ఞ ఆర్ ఋషిరిణ వాట్ ఆర్ ది బేసికలీ ఐ టాక్ అబౌట్ దిస్ వెన్ వి టాక్ అబౌట్ లోక సంగ్రహ డోంట్ ఫర్గెట్ దిస్ లాస్ట్ వీక్ ఆల్సో ఐ టోల్డ్ రీటా హూ వాస్ ఆస్కింగ్ ది క్వశ్చన్ దిస్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి ఎట్ ది కాస్ట్ ఆఫ్ దట్ One yajna should not be caught at the cost of the other yajna. What are they? Deva yajna. The various manifested powers which are doing its bit. So whatever we do, we should do it consciously, keeping the ecological balance in mind and do. That is Deva yajna. Then, like me, there are other beings in this universe, especially human beings. So manushya yajna. To all the beings, what is good? In their interest, I sacrifice my talent. Then Bhuta Yajna, for the well-being of the entire other creatures as well. Then Pitru, without whom we won't be here, the ancestors. So there is certain rituals that needs to be done for the sake of ancestors. Then comes the last but not the least, which is called Brahma Yajna or Rishi Vina. Rishi Vina means what? Rina means what?
Death.
We have a debt to the rishis. The rishis, through their dissolution of ego, have allowed the infinite to manifest through them, and it has come in the form of scriptures. Right? So our indebtedness is there to rishis. How do you pay that indebtedness to them back? The only way, or the best way to pay the indebtedness back to the rishis is what? Through self-study, right? You have to sit down and study, reflect and dissolve your ego, and you allow the infinite to express through your body, mind and intellect. That is the indebtedness we have to the rishis. We owe it to them. Do we realize that? We don't realize it. We don't even want to think of, study. As if we are doing a favor by studying the book to Sage Vyasa. It doesn't matter to him. Right? If you study, you benefit. If you don't study, you suffer. So, the Rishi Vinaha. So, if that oneness has not come, you have not developed as it. Now, this feeling of oneness, that attitudinal change, that perceptional change, that relationship, will from your side continue. From their side they may have any different feeling. In spite of their harsh feeling towards you, you would still continue to have the same oneness feeling towards them. But you will also have the maturity and objectivity to make sure that the feeling is not affecting your expression, which is with reference to the context.
Like Shakespeare says, be soft but firm. Sometimes you have to be cruel only to be kind. These are the words of Shakespeare. So expression is different, don't confuse.
So Krishna says, lovingly fight.
Take the sin and not the sinner.
Our problem is, with the hatred I will not fight. Krishna says, lovingly fight. Do you see the difference? We will sit down. But like Krishna, Arjuna said, no, they are desperados. Exact words of Arjuna in the first chapter. They are desperados. But I will not fight. You have the feeling that they are desperados. You hate them. You have Shatru Bhava, not Mitru Bhava. And you do not want to fight. Krishna said, understand that they are also the same consciousness, and consciousness has no birth, no death. And this consciousness is expressing in this fashion, which is beyond rehabilitation, having made sure that this is a case which is beyond rehabilitation. What does the judge say? What does he say?
Death
penalty. You understand? So that is what Krishna is saying. So that is at the vyavaharika level. Don't confuse what is at the vyavaharika, means practical level. And at the subtle level. So he says, he who sees me everywhere and sees all in me, I am not lost to him, nor is he lost to me. Meaning, his awareness is maintained 24/7, 360 days. Just like how the awareness that you are a woman is fixed in you, it is not lost. Even in sleep, you know that you are a woman. Nobody needs to remind you. You are not putting on a tag around you saying that I am a woman to remind yourself. Right? It's not remembering, it is knowing. Like that, his awareness is not lost even in deep sleep. Like in Buddha's case or in Mahavir's case, I told you Mahavir slept from one side. Even in sleep he would not turn the other side. His awareness is still maintained. In our case, even while we are acting, our awareness is not in waking state. In their case, even in sleep, it is not there. The awareness, once it is established, na jnana nishta. Jnana nishta means it's established. It is not contextual. Suddenly on Thursday mornings you remember everything. Thursday afternoon says some Buddha. Then it is not jnana nishta either. You understand? So what you have to do? As I said, it is not only gaining knowledge. It is also supplementing discipline. Both go hand in hand for the knowledge to go inside and become established. Indisciplined mind, how much ever knowledge is given, it is like hot plate. Without external discipline and internal discipline, if you try to gain the knowledge, you will be informative. But when somebody irritates you, you don't lose your cool. Right? They are all Vishnus coming in different forms to tell you where you stand. Please understand this. You have to look at it that way. They are only telling you that I am still to put in effort. So what do I do? Probably I am interested in gaining this subject, I am studying, but I am not supplementing you with discipline. Side by side I am having gossiping session. Side by side I am having all indulgences in my likes and dislikes. Right? Knowledge will not become wisdom. Both has to go together. Discipline, knowledge. When that happens, that's why he keeps on talking about sense control. Right? If you allow your senses to go fully into it, and you know everything, but you can't control. The mind doesn't come under your control. So once you have done both, and when the knowledge has gone inside and it's become jnana nishta, when it is established, then
Atman is expressed in all your activities. So he says in 31, he who established in oneness worships me, abiding in all beings. That yogi dwells in me, whatever be his mode of living. He who, remember this, before you read the last line, first what is there? He who established in oneness. So where should our focus be? Our focus should not be in living whatever mode of living we want. That is convenient. Gita itself says it doesn't matter. It's true. What he is saying here is, what you do does not matter. How you do it matters. That's what he is saying here. So very good. Gita itself says what you do doesn't matter. How I do matters. So I'll do whatever I want. It is saying with a certain caveat. What is that? One who is established in oneness. Are you with me? If you are established in oneness, like when you are driving on the highway from Delhi to Jaipur, you are so fixed in going to Jaipur because you are going on a very important meeting. You have to go and meet somebody which is very, very important. Right? Extremely important thing. And on the road you see diversion. Road under repair. Work, men at work, road under repair, take diversion. So you took diversion on that road which you have taken now. Diversion road. So many beautiful things are there. Let us say seven wonders of the world is everything there. Would you be interested in that? You will say, where is the turn again coming back which is going to lead me back to the highway? This seven wonders of the world and everything can wait because I am on a mission. Like when Hanumanji was going to Lanka to find out Sita, Mother Sita, the mountain swell, just be my guest. He says, I am on a mission now. Let me complete the mission. On my way back, I will rest. Like Jesus Christ says, get thee behind me, Satan. I will have nothing from thy hands. So our focus should be in getting established in oneness. Now first of all, have we understood that the need to get established in oneness? And for that, I already told you, you must understand the what? That there is no sukham in the external contact. In fact, there is only dukkham in the external contact. That's what he was talking about, right? 23rd verse, chapter 5. What did he say? Contact, bond, enjoyments are dukkha yonayaha. Contact, bond, enjoyments are dukkha yonayaha. Yoni means womb. Yonaya means wombs of sorrow. Dukkha yonaya means wombs of sorrow. They appear as sukha, but once you get in, it only brings up sorrow. Therefore, once I understand that, then my mind will not run after the worldly things. I will only use the worldly things for me to get back to Atma. I need a car to come to the class. I need a house to sleep. I need a room in my house to sit and study. Everything will revolve around that. Because your direction is set. The direction in the beginning was towards the worldly acquisition and enjoyment. Now from Kanchana and Kamini, the direction has changed towards Atma. Because I understand, the only joy is in Atma, and as a human being, I have the potential to get to Atma. And if I don't realize the self, I am wasting the opportunity given to me. Once I understand that, then I would want to establish myself in that oneness. And once I am established in that oneness, he says, such a person worships me, abiding in all beings, meaning 24 hours, 365 days, he is only seeing Brahman. He is not seeing anything else. In everything he is seeing Brahman. Everything has Brahman, Karan, Manifest. Like the entire dream is what? vacant mind.
Then, entire dream is nothing but vacant mind.
When Mukta goes to sleep and when she is dreaming, Mukta's mind is projected. What has she projected? Vedanta class. And Mukta's mind is projected Vedanta class. In that, Mukta is sitting. Let us say another name revealed. Shakti. Mukta has now become Shakti in the dream. Shakti is sitting with her friends and listening to Gita class. Now Shakti, Mukta's friends, the Gita book, the Gita words, the Gita teacher, the table, the room, everything has come from where?
Why are you so silent? Secret, are we talking secret? Whispering.
It's come from where?
From the mind.
Okay. Whose mind?
Mukta's
mind. From Mukta's mind, Shakti came, Shakti's friends, Shakti's enemies, who are telling, wasting your time going to Gita class. You understand? Everybody has come from there. What Mukta's mind? One Mukta's mind has projected the entire dream. Same way, one consciousness has become everything. Govinda Rama, Jai Jai Gopala Rama, Madhava Rama, Jai Jai Keshava Rama, Govinda Rama, Jai Jai Gopala Rama, Ekatu Rama, Jai Jai Anekatu Rama. You sing that bhajan. Ekatu Rama, Jai Jai Anekatu Rama. The same Ram that is playing as different beings. He who sees it, sees it. Says the Gita. Ya Pashyati, Sa Pashyati. You don't see it, you don't see it. I can't help you. Like, you know, the 3D picture. You see 3D pictures?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
You look at them, you don't know what it is. But if you strain yourself and then you get that depth, many people sometimes they don't see only. And you see, maybe a cricket stadium, people are playing cricket there, or an aquarium, or a mandir, or something, you know. And you see, my God, what a beautiful mandir, what a beautiful aquarium. And then you go on. The other person is seeing, is very so frustrated. In fact, in Los Angeles, my post house, they had a picture. Vishnu and all that. Vishnu was Lakshmi at Vietnam. And it's a 3D picture. Moment I saw, I knew it's a 3D picture. I went closer and I saw, what a beautiful picture, you know. And they said, oh, you see? I haven't figured it out. He is having it in his house. He couldn't see it. But some people get frustrated. They say, yes, I also see it. But they have actually not seen it. You see it and don't see it. How can I make you see? Right? Krishna, after giving the entire Gita, he says, yatha ichesi tatha kuru. Do what you like. I can't make you see this angle. You still want to see yourself as body. You still want to see yourself as a person who is the one who is running this whole universe. You continue seeing that way. But repercussions of such a thing will also you have to face. But as you have asked me, I have given the knowledge. If you want to see it this way, you see it. I can't make you see it. You can only take the horse to water. You can't make it. Keep drink. So he says, he who is established in oneness. I want you to understand this correctly because a lot of people go wrong here. That is why I quoted last week, if you remember, the Bhajagovindam. Where in Bhajagovindam verse number 19 he says, Yoga Ratova, Bhoga Ratova, Sangha Ratova, Sangha Vihinaha, Yasya Brahmani Ramate Chittam Nandati Nandati Nandateva. Whether you are in yoga or in bhoga, whether you are in company or alone, but if in your mind all the time you are identified with Brahman, you will be happy, 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 verily happy. 19. Before that, how to get established in Brahman? He gave a verse in verse number 9, which is much before 19 in Bhajagovindam. What is that? Satsangatve Nisangatvam. What is Satsanga?
Huh?
Good company at all levels. What do you see? What do you hear? What do you smell? What do you taste? What books do you read? What kind of friends do you move with? Good company at all levels. ఇప్పుడు సత్సంగ కంపెనీ ఉంది కదా, క్లాసెస్ ఆఫ్ భజన్ రైట్, సత్సంగ త్రూ మై అన్కాన్షియస్ అండ్ ఇంటెలిజెంట్ సంఘ ఐ హావ్ డెవలప్ సర్టెన్ హ్యాబిట్స్. ఐ నాట్ ఎబుల్ టు బ్రేక్ దోస్ హ్యాబిట్స్ నౌ, ఇజ్‌న్ట్ ఇట్? To be able to break those habits, right? Now you've got to consciously, intelligently, constantly create a habit. Satsangatve nissangatve. You can break the attachments, the old habits. Nissangatve nirmohatva. The moha thing will come out from delusion. What is a moha? What is moha, delusion that we are all suffering from? What is it? A mera. It's mine. I and mine. This is moha. Right? The twins, they are always together. Mine. And every time you say mine, Krishna is laughing. Achcha tera. When did it become yours? The hair on your head, you can't say it's yours. As you are saying it's yours, it falls down. What in this world is yours? Is this body yours? Prakriti comes and tells you, excuse me, it belongs to me. It causes you every now and then some problem on the other end of the body, and it shows you, let's see, that fellow thought he belongs, his body belongs to him. I proved to him, now at least you wake up, see that fellow's body is coming to me back. Being cremated or buried. What is in this is mine. Tera tujhko arpan kya lage mera should be my attitude. Bhagwan has given it to me, I must be a trustee. The moment I say it's mine, all the problem comes because of, and the worst form of delusion is my religion. That is the worst. Worst is that. Understand? Swamiji brings this story in a beautiful way in the book Vedanta Treatise. He says, if two children who were born in the same hospital, one to the people who have Islamic faith, and the others who have Hindu faith, Hindu family and Muslim family. But in the cradle they were exchanged by the nurses without knowledge. So the Hindu boy is growing in Muslim family, Muslim boy is growing in Hindu family. But if their religious belief is reversed, unless it's a traditional orthodox family, and the Muslim boy will grow up as a Hindu priest, maybe. And Hindu boy will be growing up as Muslim mullah, and maybe wanting to kill each other. Right? My religion is the best. My guru is the best. You understand? My... that mind, that delusion. There is nothing in mind. But we develop the delusion. My child, my son, attach, lose, detach again. There are, you know, terrible, terrible stories. People are so attached to their children, only son, they lose. It's incredible. Attachment is pain. You don't understand how it devastates. The new book that Swamiji has written is on attachment, called Holocaust of Attachment. Which is going to be released on 20th of July, 27th I think, no, in Mumbai. Attachment is the problem. Right? Mind, mind, mind. That is a delusion. Strictly speaking, you've got to ask yourself, when I say mind, what in this is mine? You said, this is my car. Why do I say this is my car? Yeah, I paid for it. Isn't it? I paid for the car, therefore it's mine. Achcha, you paid for the car. You could have paid for the car if employees in your office did not work in a coordinated fashion. Oh, you say, no, I was the one who made them work coordinatedly. Achcha, fine. Okay, then, how were you able to make them work in a coordinated fashion without the knowledge given by your school, college, all the entire society, and your parents not feeding you, society not taking care of you, nature not giving you oxygen, etc. Right? The money that you say that I paid, you earned, that also from so many people's contribution, huh? So you must ask this question and say, is mine, mine, mine? Every time I say that, first thing I ask is, what in this is mine?
Pause and ponder and plunge. Repeat. Pause, ponder and plunge.
You don't.
You got to pause and ask this question. The moment you do that, then you will come out of the delusion of mind. Then you will not have anything as yours. Everything is God which has been entrusted to you. And you will simply take it. And then whatever mode of living you live thereafter, you are living as what? Ambassador of God. Thereafter you are just living with the total identification with the divinity. You never lose that awareness. So what mode of living it is, it doesn't matter. That is why they said, Rishi Moolam, don't go probing. I told you, no, but Swami Chidananda, he uses the snuff. Told you that example. Right? But Mullah asked, what is this Swamiji? I see you using this snuff. You are a Swamiji and all that. He said, by this question, I have to know that you come up to my nose. Please rise a little more. Come up to my head. You understand?
We try to judge Rishis also.
Vivekananda smoked. Vivekananda ate meat. Ramakrishna ate what is called a fish. Where you bought it? If you are not established in Brahman, or you are established in Brahman, it's something that you don't know. So he said, whatever be his mode of living. So from the feeling point of view, he has one, as he said in 29. In 30, from intellect point of view, he has total awareness. And from body point of view, all his actions are always immersed in Brahman. He may be found in the most sensual environment. Yet, he has never lost his awareness and identification with Brahman. You may find him in Mandir or in the gambling center. Inside, he is identified with Brahman. See, this is very easy to understand for us because we know the opposite is true in our case. Right? We may be sitting in Mandir, but our mind may be where? Our next trip. Next vacation. Where do I plan?
Vacation.
Right? It is not where you are that matters, but what you are. It's not what you do that matters, how you do it. Swami Ramakrishna gives a beautiful story. Two friends meet every evening. One evening, one fellow said, I'm going to a movie, would you like to join me? The other fellow said, no, I'm going to a mandir, I'm not coming. So he asked, would you like to come to the mandir? He said, no, I want to watch the movie. Both went their ways. The fellow in the movie thought, the fellow must be having good darshan now. Of Bhagwan. This fellow who is in the mandir, thinking, the movie must be a nice movie, must be enjoying. So Ramakrishna asked, who's spiritual? Who's spiritual? In this exam. I'm not saying that you should next week go to the movie. Do you understand? What I'm saying is, what is that you understand from this story? You may be in the mandir, but where is your thought? Like an eagle is soaring so high, like a vulture is soaring so high in the sky, but where is it focused? On the prey. Dead carcass. Do you understand? For the world it looks like, my God, he is in a deep state of meditation. Maybe deep inside is scheming and planning to destroy his competitors. You understand? It is not where you are that matters. What you are, what your thoughts are. Right? So he says, his mode of living may be anything. In other words, he may be a grahastha. He may be a sannyasi. That's what he's trying to say. Krishna, you all have grown up with the conditioning that Krishna is Bhagwan. Okay? Supposing you were grown up in the West, you don't know who this Krishna is. Will you accept Krishna as God? You read his story and you will accept him as God?
So what are you talking, man? I know fellows who, you know, they're a little, what do you call, vocal and very direct, right? Some of them are from the West. So what are you talking? One fellow literally told me, you're worshipping the playboy as God. You understand? I'm telling you. And one fellow asked me in LA after my lecture, he said, this person was responsible for so many people being butchered. Arjuna wanted to withdraw. He pushed him into that war. And he was responsible for making so many people get butchered. And you say he's God? What kind of God is he? You understand? Now we don't have such questions because from childhood we are told Krishna is God.
Yes.
Now the thing is, whatever be his mode of living, he may be in palace, he may be in the hut. Right? Deep inside the awareness is always there. It's never gone. So you can be a sannyasi and have awareness of God. Or may not have awareness of God, and maybe you are in the sannyas robe, but repenting, why did I take to sannyas? Maybe. Or you may be a grahastha like Krishna. Right? But you are like a what? Lotus leaf in water. It has got nothing to do with water. The greasy surface is maintained all the time. Remember that example. Don't forget that example which I keep on talking about. Non-resident self. You go to the Middle East, you are non-resident Indian. Even if you are born there. Do you know that? Surely. Even if you are born in Middle East, you are a non-resident Indian. They'll give you a passport issued in Dubai, Indian pass. Not like America. So born there, you will become American. No. So what are you there? All the time you are deep inside, clearly aware. You may be going around doing everything there. Business, maybe work, maybe whatever it is. But you know that you are an Indian, non-resident Indian. Similarly, you are living in this body, but your Atma, I am non-resident self. This is my temporary home. Just like my temporary place, I come from 11 o'clock to 12:15 here every Thursday. Temporary. Right? Like that, this body is also temporary home. I don't belong to any home. One of the definitions of a perfect soul is Aniketa. You know who is Aniketa? Homeless. Who is Aniketa? Lord Shiva. Is Aniketa. Aniketa homeless is what? No home is home. And every home is his home. So he says, whatever be his mode of living. So in other words, you can be a butcher, but no ego. Without doership you are doing it. You are a jnani. You may be somebody who saves life, but with ego you are doing. You are praying to God every day, Bhagavan, please make sure that I live for 10 more days so that I can save more people. Because you are, what is happening when you pray like that? You are thinking that you are the one who is saving people. That is ego. That's why Krishna said in the second chapter, don't forget, he said, one who thinks he can kill people, and one who thinks he gets killed, he can perish. Both are deluded. You think this whole universe is running because of you. World was there before you. World will continue to be there after you. It is in spite of you. So many people have come and gone. You know, you go to these government offices, it's very, very interesting sight to see. Because if you have some work with the ministry, you go to the same ministry, right? For that work.
You continue. Doesn't matter which government comes and goes. Few years ago, when you go to that department, you see Petra Patel's ex-president's photo there. Now you see Pranab Mukherjee's photo. Right? Manmohan Singh's photo was there. Now Modi's photo will come. After some time, Brooke said, men may come, men may go, I go on forever. Civilizations come, civilizations go. Civilizations happen on the banks of rivers. So the brook is speaking, says, men may come, men may go, I go on forever. You understand? So in between you come, do something, do it and get up. No prefix, no suffix. Just do it. So whatever be the mode of living, I am not doing it. I'm just an actor on the stage. So, you've got to be really affected. You acted in that movie, you gave your best. Now afterwards, the movie comes, the movie doesn't run, it shouldn't bother you. Now you are doing different role. Right? And there are so many reasons for suffering. You don't understand it. We think, I have contributed. I remember, I used to play badminton as I was growing up. You know, we used to compete in the district tournaments and all that. Sometimes the first round only gets eliminated. But it gets reported in the Hindu newspaper next day. And so many matches have happened, right? So you lost the match, and very badly, straight edge. But you want to see, because your name has come, as I beat Lakshmi Narayan. What an ego. Right?
Look what Brazilians are suffering.
Everybody will suffer.
They are in trauma. And then they showed the statue of Christ.
Huh.
See, I am getting out of here. That's one of the things that you don't written as a joke.
See, every now and then, nature humbles. Right? But we got to learn from not self, you know, not go down in failure. Failure is only a comma, not a full stop. You understand that, it's become a great learning thing. It doesn't matter. Real sportsman doesn't get bothered about failure and victory because he is already a winner. Anyway, people get attached and they suffer, that's a different matter. Right? So anyway, now come back. Whatever be his mode of living, once you are established in Brahman, till you establish in Brahman, like a sapling requires protection. Yes or no? You plant a sapling in your garden, what do? You protect it. Right? And once the sapling has grown, the roots have gone deeper, it has become the tree, then no need for any protection. Exactly like that, now we are sadhak. Now you don't quote this verse. 31. You got to understand that you are a sapling. You need protection. Just before the class, Manjari ji started. She said, how many days you were away? 2 months, 3 months? 1 month, right? 1.5 months. She said, I'm blank. Her words, not my words. And 1.5 months later, I'm coming. You didn't touch the book or you touched?
Little bit.
Little bit. It's good. But what happens is, that's what we say. You travel with the book. And I say book, it's not the book. I mean, why does it happen? Do you stop eating there? Just because you travel? It's a little bit of time, you know, you spend. Why should it be left behind? Huh? So that's what he's saying. You need protection. We foolishly think we have protection. See, 3 years we try to live in a protected environment in Russia. And it's very interesting. In between we are taken to different centers. And we stay in different houses. In the ashram, things are different. When you go and stay in somebody else's house, especially if you come from ashram, there's so much of fabric going on. Right? You still maintain the skin.
Any fool can meet his schedule in the academy. Student, you come back and you live, are you able to maintain the schedule? That shows whether you are established or not. That is why you are taken around, not for sightseeing, so that you know, you will understand how the mind, in spite of 3-4 years, 5 years of tapas, Vishwamitra, how many years of tapas, he did not fall, he wanted to make us educated, therefore he purposely put himself into that scenario, as if he fell from Menaka. He is only trying to tell us, if this can happen to me, for you it's nothing, man. Right? Next verse.
ఆత్మౌపమ్యేన సర్వత్ర ఆత్మౌపమ్యేన సర్వత్ర సమం పశ్యతి అర్జున సమం పశ్యతి అర్జున సుఖం వాయది వా దుఃఖం సుఖం వాయది వా దుఃఖం సయోగీ పరమో మతః సయోగీ పరమో మతః ఆత్మౌపమ్యేన సర్వత్ర సమం పశ్యతి అర్జున సుఖం వాయది వా దుఃఖం సయోగీ పరమో మతః. Just because you are going away from the Bhagavad Gita class, after the class is over, in the road everybody is going to say salute to you, please give way to him or her, coming from Bhagavad Gita class. It's going to happen like that. They will still come and ban your car, they will still try to overtake you from the wrong side, they will still, Delhi will continue to be Delhi, right? But what will happen? Delhi may continue to be Delhi, but under, aapka under, affectation nahi hoga. The setup will not upset you. The setup will not upset you. This is what Lord Krishna is telling here.
That he who through the likeness of the self, O Arjuna, sees equality everywhere through joy and sorrow.
Through joy and sorrow, she sees the equality. Why? Because her identification is with self, Atma.
So likeness of the self, Atma, Pamyena. By the likeness, through the likeness of the self, Sarvatra, in all kind of situations. Right? Maybe joyful situation comes. Maybe sorrowful situation comes.
In the case of a yogi, it is spontaneous. In our case, it is thoda effort.
First we say, oh, what happened? Then you say, so what if that happened? First you say, what happened? Then you say, so what if that happened? But so what if that happened, you will say, how quickly you will say, depends upon how much sadhana you've been doing.
Maybe within an hour, maybe within one day, maybe within 10 days, after 10 days it doesn't matter, but you say, right?
So what? From what to?
So what?
Tata kin? Joy or sorrow there, like you know, a jivan mukta, a selfless soul, is like sword in this kabad. The sword never touches this kabad. Have you seen? You plunge the sword into the scabbard. There is connection in that.
Sword never touches the scabbard. So everything that happens at the outside. Inside ko kuch nahi hoga.
Yes, outside temperature will affect the body.
Right?
So the body, mind, intellect get affected by the world, but he doesn't get affected by the world. He will go through joy and sorrow. He will have emotions, but he will not be affected by emotions. Dukeshu. You remember the verse? Vignamana. Sukeshu Vigatastra. Vita Rama Bhayakroda. Vitadir Nirushati. Yes, Sarvatra Anadisneha Tattat Pratya Shubha Shubham Nadi Nandati Tattveshti Tatya Pratya Pratishtita. Which portion?
The profile of a perfect human being.
What is it?
Yes, sarvatra. One who's everywhere. Anabhisneha. Without attachment. Na abhinandati natveshti tasya pratyatmashti. Tattat pratyashubhashubha. That comes. So sometimes shubha comes, sometimes ashubha comes. Tat pratyat. Suddenly. Shubha ashubha. Na abhinandati natveshti tasya pratyatmashti.
He neither rejoices when Shubha has come, excellent, fantastic. And Dukkha has come, no problem.
Because from a practical point of view, you have invested the, what do you call this, pillow. You have learned to live in a certain finance, right? You have that, what do you call as financial self-sufficiency. Right? You live, the excess you have invested in the market on a long term. You don't even go, like some people go every day, is it going up, coming down, going up, coming down. You are not at all concerned. Going up, coming down doesn't matter. You invested for the long term.
You are not dependent on the income or loss that's going to come from that investment.
Why?
Your survival is not dependent on that. You got to practicalize these verses from a mundane point of view also.
Because we are not all the time at Brahman Atman level. So from practical level, if you live like this, to that extent, you are not affected. Share market gone up, keep a bit. Did not go, no problem. Why? Because I am not dependent on it. I have my self-assessment. I know my worth. So therefore, what Manjariji thinks about me doesn't matter. What Sadhana thinks about me doesn't matter. Oh, they are thinking about, great about you. That's it. Some people say, really bad, yes. Oh, is it? Doesn't matter. I have my own assessment. Tomorrow, Manjariji who is saying fantastic may come to the level of worst. Today, Sadhana who is saying bad may tomorrow come to the level of fantastic. Things keep on changing. Right? But I continue. Why? Because I follow my convictions. To thy own self be true, and it must follow us night and day, thou canst not send me false to any man. Who said that? Shakespeare. Where? Polonius advised to react in the play Hamlet. To thy own self be true, and it must follow us night and day, thou canst send me false to any man. So you gotta follow your convictions, not the dictations of other beings. Being tossed by the opinions of others. Right? The joy and sorrow, the success and failure, pain and pleasure. These external things continue. That is the nature of the external world. Sorrow will follow joy, joy will follow sorrow. One after another will come. Right? So he says, he will meet them gracefully through the joy and sorrow. He remains unaffected. He is considered a supreme yogi. Now you understand, what is bringing me this name and fame in my practice? So I couldn't care less whether I am signing $100 million advertisement deal or
nobody has come to me yet for an advertisement deal. What do I do? Tomorrow morning I find myself in the cricket ground practicing. $100 million came because of this, no? You continuously scored, let us say 0-0-0 in 6-7 matches. Let us see how many $100 million deals come. Nobody bothered about Kapil Dev. Because Kapil Dev is standing all alone in the airport that day. You understand? Poor fellow.
But he can't live his whole life over one match, having won just once.
Who?
Kapil Dev.
The only one match for you.
No.
Kapil Dev.
The word.
That's a different match.
And he won that, and then it's like he can't spend the next 50 years.
When he retired as the maximum wicket taker in the world. There are so many things that Kay has achieved.
Kapil Dev,
that's only an example. You don't like Kapil Dev, doesn't matter.
That's okay. I'm not in a game.
It's a joke.
No, life's not
who remembers John Bogdan? Jimmy Conn.
Yeah.
You understand? Go ahead, he feels the same thing. Let this go to Tricia. This Robert Browning in the phone. Amazing.
Andrew Del Sapo phone. Robert Browning says, let's his name.
Let's his name. I mean, fame is but a slow decay. Even this shall pass away. Once in Persia reigned the king, who upon a signet ring, gave the magazine strange and wise, fit for every change and charm. Song of birds and bees were they, even this shall pass away. And then, in his own kingdom, they have erected a huge statue for him, 40 cubits in the air, king designed, and says, what is fame? Fame is what is slow decay, even this shall pass.
When you grow up, in your house you see your grandfather's photo. What are you grown up? Grandfather's photo is slowly gone away. Your father's photo. You understand?
True. Fame is but a slow decay, even this shall pass away. Understand that? Okay. So, how to understand this? How it works? This is how it works. So he says, he who to the likeness of the sun. He is rooted in this knowledge. At all levels, physical level, emotional level, intellectual level. People may have different opinions. So once upon a time, the fellow who had knowledge for repairing bicycle. But I've been making a lot of money because everybody was using only bicycle. Oh, what a great knowledgeable person, everybody. Now if you have a bicycle repair fellow, nobody even cares about him. Right? This changes,
huh? Yes.
Y2K problem, if you have studied only how to solve Y2K, now they'll ask you, who are you? Right? This is how it is.
Life is like that.
But we all get, we are not rooted. That's what he's saying, through the likeness of the self. He is all the time identified with the basic fundamentals. He is identified in the Atma, the truth. Therefore, joy will come, sorrow will come, he will meet them gracefully. When joy comes, very rare visitor you are, welcome. Sorrow comes, frequent visitor, anyway, welcome. Doesn't matter. Frequent visitor or rare visitor? Visitor! Right?
But if we have the same, like this type of indifference,
no.
We have to develop the same
this type of indifference
joy and sorrow.
Indifference is different.
Won't life become very dull?
Indifference is different. different from what we are talking about. What is the difference? What is the difference?
State of
mind. No. Why do we say this is not indifference?
What is not indifference?
Because it's not affecting you. You are feeling that the happiness is there or nothing's affecting you. You evolved to that level where the outside world is not really...
You say indifference, it is tamas. What we are talking about is sattva. And in sattva, there is feeling for others. Joy, sorrow is there when somebody is passed away. Please don't go and chant this verse there. You understand?
Yeah.
Not for that reason. Inside, sorrow is there. You do feel that, but you understand. Body is moved, body is there, the mind and intellect is moved. You understand? So, sorrow is there, the separation is there, the person was, the company was good, great. Things have to move. You take it in your stride and carry on. If you stop functioning, then you are indifferent. There is like a fellow who drinks and couldn't care less about others. No, he allows this. Joy has come. I told you, next day he is found in the cricket court, in the cricket ground. Djokovic, after winning the Wimbledon, right? Next day he will have to go to the tennis court. He will go. I don't know how many of you watched this.
Yeah.
Interview after the match. I know many of you may watch the match. Did you watch the match? Djokovic versus Federer, outstanding. Brilliant, right? The guy, I don't know whether he's 32, 33 years old or what. There's an age difference of 6 years between these two girls. And this guy is 32, 33 years. 5 to 6 years, amazing match it was. After the match, you must listen to the interview all the time. There's an interview in Twitter. See you next year. See you next year. Doesn't matter, man. Not after the same thing. He failed against that big Krikios. And in the interview, he said, I couldn't figure him out this. Today's match, I couldn't solve his service. But I don't think so. He is that great, but he has potential. He did say that. The next match, Krikios lost. But he accepted that I was not able to figure out how to tackle his service. Right? And then, see you next year. This is it, next year. So that is not indifference.
Outsider,
same thing. Nick Kyrgios, when he played against Nadal, 144th rank. Nadal is like number one. This guy is 144th rank. Had nothing to lose, freely without fear. And now he's become popular. Next day, with Mayor Milos Ronic, the Canadian guy, now he has something to prove.
The moment ego comes.
But he said something like, not man. Because his match is better. He said, even old guy.
Who? No, not against Federer. He didn't play against Federer. He played against Ronic.
No.
Against Nadal, you mean?
No. After that, he played with Federer. Who played with Federer?
Ronic. Ronic. Milos Ronic.
Even Gul Konang in Chandigarh, when she was fighting Kiran Kher for the become the MP there, she said, oh, this old woman. Well, we know who was now.
See, that's what I mean. Ego, the moment ego creeps in, you're finished, whoever you are. Anyway, come back to this verse. He is considered a supreme.
I'm just saying he's not indifferent because they go next day. They're not affected by joy or sorrow. They're not indifferent to it. They are not allowing the joy and sorrow to affect them.
That is different from indifference. Indifference is a tamas. Let's conclude.
Om Purnamidam Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
So wherever you are on that